Ground controllers have stabilized the Mir space station in preparation for its fiery re-entry into the Earth's atmosphere. By this time tomorrow, Mir should have landed in a remote part of the Pacific Ocean, somewhere between Australia and Chile. The destruction of Mir, the symbol of Soviet space glory, has left a feeling of bitterness among former cosmonauts and Russian space agency officials. Many of them are worried about their jobs, NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
There were several last-minute attempts to raise money and save Mir, and plenty of hostile debates. Confronted with continued opposition, the head of Russia's space agency, Yuri Koptev, finally lost patience with die-hard supporters of Mir. The only question, he shouted, is do we bring it down in a civilized, orderly way, or do we just cross ourselves and pray to God everything will be all right? It's a hard thing to swallow for Russians, who often talk about their heyday, when the Soviets put the first satellite into space, and the first man, Yuri Gagarin. The space station Mir was another Soviet gem. It was in operation for 15 years, far longer than expected, surviving the breakup of the Soviet Union and other tumultuous events back on Earth. Viktor Afanasyev, a three-time Mir veteran, is bitter to see the demise of the record-breaking station, though he admits in recent years things had gotten worse on board.
During our early flights, we carried out a lot more biological research experiments than the last time I was there. That was a big loss. The problem is we didn't have enough money.
Mir was also becoming a safety hazard. 1997 was the space station's worst year when there was a fire on board, a near-fatal collision with a cargo ship, and a series of computer glitches. Even so, cosmonauts like Afanasyev say Mir could have stayed afloat longer. He had his scares, but he simply got used to the danger.
You just had to fight that feeling of danger. When I last left Mir, we had a problem. We didn't have time to properly seal one of the modules, so the next crew had to fix it.
What bothers Afanasyev now is that Russia will no longer have its own space program. It will have to work with others on the international project. Another Mir veteran, Talgat Musabayev, is more pragmatic.
Some people, of course, don't like the idea of working with partners. For Russia alone made the decisions. We were the real masters. Now we have several masters and we have to consult them. But maybe that's a good thing.
Though plenty of foreign astronauts visited Mir over the years, Musabayev wonders what kind of culture there will be on the International Space Station. He says Russian cosmonauts on Mir had their own little traditions. Before the cosmonauts would depart Mir, Musabayev remembers, they'd have their backsides stamped with a space station symbol to show the folks back on Earth that they had really been there.
I don't know what traditions we will have now. We're international, and we will have to deal with various cultures.
There is one culture clash already brewing. The Russians, trying again to be the first, plan to send a tourist to the International Space Station, American Dennis Tito. He had paid $20 million for a ride to Mir, but with the Russian space station out of service, he's being offered a trip to the International Station instead. NASA would rather not set a precedent for frivolous space tourism. Cosmonaut Afanasyev can't understand why the Americans are putting up a fight.
I admire Tito. The guy has everything. He's a millionaire and he wants to fulfill his childhood dream. He has courage and guts, but the American side keeps trying to block him from going up. We're not working so much as partners. It looks like we're still competitors.
In Russia, there seems to be little enthusiasm for the international project. But while many are sad to see Mir go, Save the Mir rallies drew few, mainly elderly protesters and communist lawmakers. At one recent rally in Moscow, about 100 teenagers showed up, only to get free tickets to a rock concert. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Moscow.